Hello again, this is Derek Ferenzi with your local news and commentary for Thursday, August 17th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Have you seen the ghostly figures painted white walking the streets of downtown Port Townsend this week? No, they aren't coated in zinc oxide to protect from sunburn in the blazing heat, though it might help. Those are performers for this year's sold-out Salish Sea Buto Festival. For those who don't know, Buto is a form of dance first developed in Japan in an effort to defy and subvert authority, including conventional notions of dance. Instead of seeking the prim and proper beauty of ballet or other forms of dance, Buto delves into the grotesque, surreal, and sublime. Salish Sea Buto was originally co-founded by Ivan Daniel Espinoza and Cosmo Rapoport, and is now a collective of dancers, performers, and multimedia artists in the Pacific Northwest, deepening the study and exploration of Japanese Buto and Buto performance. Their performances and workshops have taken place across the Quimper Peninsula, including a blindfolded tour of downtown on Monday, which follows in the tradition of subverting by subverting the idea of sightseeing. Performers also cascaded down the steps by the Holler Fountain on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, the infamous Buto Cabaret was the first official event at the newly refurbished space in the Z Tai building on Water Street. If you've missed this magic so far, don't worry, there are still tickets available for their main event, the Performance Gala, which will include master dance artists from Japan, Mexico, and the good old US of A. That event will take place this Saturday, August 19th, with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the show starting at 7:30 inside the Palindrome at Eagle Mount Wine and Cidery. All ticket purchases also include admission to a post-show reception for a chance to meet and talk to the artists. Tickets can be found in advance at salishseabuto.com. As always, that link can be found with a transcript to this newscast at kptz.org. Speaking of haunting, Port Townsend continues to mourn the upcoming loss of the Castle Restaurant and Bar inside the most famously haunted building in town, the Manresa Castle. After issuing a press release announcing the closing earlier this week, Cameron Roberts, who owns the restaurant with his wife Ply, took to social media to clarify some of the details. One of the most difficult to understand pieces of the closure surrounds the cancellation of the business's insurance policy 7 months ago that they say was without notice. Cameron said that they didn't realize the policy was canceled right away because they have a variety of insurance policies with the same company and continued to see automatic payments without noticing the change in amount until they went looking for a copy of the business's policy. He added that they are looking into legal action because of the lack of notification. At the same time, he admitted some responsibility, noting that he and his wife have moved 4 times since owning the castle, and it's possible the letter went to one of their old residences, or even that the notification letter could have been thrown away before making it to Cameron. The problem now, Cameron said, is not so much the insurance, though. That issue could possibly be worked out, but their lease agreement with the owner of the Manresa Castle cannot, as Cameron said, quote, "The landlord has asked us to leave and make room for another possible tenant. They don't want to wait around to see if the problem is solvable or not. It's a bummer." End quote. Cameron went on to thank all of those who have reached out with support, adding that it truly means a lot. The castle's final event, on their final day, will be held this Sunday, August 20th, at 6:30 p.m., with a book release for Meeting Place Chapbooks from Wintertex, the local small press owned by Cameron's brother, Connor Bouchard Roberts. The authors of 2 new small books from the press will read from their work, which includes a uniquely strange cookbook entitled Speculative Cookery by Hans Barr, as well as Haptic Verse, a collection of poetry by Haynes Whitaker. The castle was the first place I ever performed my poetry in Port Townsend, so I'll definitely be there, feeling all the feels. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Derek Ferenzi. Thanks for listening.